Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to talk about self-care and kind of how to take care of ourselves. So, Danae, what did you do for self-care this week?
Well, my self-care for myself
this week,
as you know, important was to... Oh, yeah. I was like,
you're like a lot of finger movement. You're
like before, and I immediately forgot. So I booked myself a float tank situation where I'm gonna go to Rhino River North, and
Colorado abbreviations.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go into like this little pod of salt water that is like my body temperature.
I'm so jealous.
It's like a sensory deprivation thing, and I'm gonna like meditate, maybe like take a little nap.
I think that's like the top of like the self-care, like, because there's no other reason to do it than to like keep yourself like sane.
Yeah, like I just want to like meditate and like have some alone time.
Pinnacle self-care.
I'm gonna do it after I teach my two yoga classes. I'm gonna have enough time to like eat and then get down there.
Just make sure you're not stressed out when you do it, because I feel like
feel like I'm always like, after I teach my classes, I'm like, oh my god, so many like amazing people that just like show up,
so relaxed,
and it's like the best community, and I feel like I'm almost like on a high.
I need to come to your yoga class.
It's
more.
So well, especially now that it's like getting colder, like there's more people coming, and I'm like,
is there room for Kim?
Oh, absolutely. And like it's just so fun. It's just like good vibes. So then I leave, and then I'll eat something, and then I'll go like float in a tank naked by myself for an hour. Or no, I think it's 90 minutes actually.
Yeah.
It's 90 minutes.
Okay.
And I don't know, we'll see how it goes.
That's
my
awesome.
Therapist was like, some people have like hallucinations. And I'm like,
it'll be interesting to see. Like, obviously, I mean, I feel like we're going to probably talk again after this. I don't
know. Oh, 100%.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
But I feel like I'm like in a good space where I'm like, my heart is open. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. And see kind of like how you feel about
it. Yeah. I'll tell you.
I'm so excited. Well, yeah, I joke, but like I'm definitely going to be like, what happened?
Yeah. So, no, I'll totally tell you.
Yeah. I'm excited.
But what did you do for your self-care for yourself?
Oh my gosh. Well, I got a new shelter. Keith and I got a house. Okay. So like close friends have known about this for a while.
We have known about it.
But we didn't want to, like, say, like, oh, we have a house. And, like, we're, like, crazy thing that happened. So, we got it yesterday.
Finally closed.
Yay!
It's official.
It's so
your
great.
house.
It feels really weird because, like, yesterday I was like, can we? And I'm like, fuck it.
We
can do whatever
can.
We want.
We can
we
do
were, like,
whatever we want.
I just, like, started ripping up the carpet.
Fuck
I mean,
yes.
it's this beautiful orange shag carpeting from the 60s.
Like,
so, I don't know what I was thinking.
Burnt so sienna. But, like, maybe it was originally, like, a pumpkin.
Okay, so in the closet, because, like, she, like, didn't walk around in the closet very much, it was, like, a reddish color.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably, like, a fucking...
Like, it was... I was like, oh, my God. But, I mean, yeah, so...
So you tore it up. Was it disgusting?
Not as bad as I thought. I was more worried about, like, spiders, like, in the corner. Like, if
sure.
I stuck my fingers and, like, a black widow's like, that looks delicious.
Just a big old chomp.
So I was, because not all the lights are working in the place. Like, we need to replace the light fixtures. Possibly, I don't know. We need to replace light bulbs. It's still pretty dusty, and I feel like after we move the carpet and get that removed, we can, like, start really dusting and stuff. But
let me know. for cleaning, because I do love a good, like, clean.
If you want to come over tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? Saturday?
Yeah. We're going to be there from a while.
Okay. Maybe.
So, Keith and I have a house, and we're really excited, and we're going to
gonna watch our dogs. Thank y'all.
We can put the dogs in the backyard, too, so thank y'all.
Okay.
All right, so what are you going to tell me about this week after we talk about all our things?
This crazy ass story.
Is it crazy with a K? It's the craziest kind of crazy.
It's, what? You know, by Charles Barkley, obviously.
Oh my God, that was amazing. That was like a trailed off version. I loved it. I'm like, I do not know what you said.
Well, I wasn't going to go like full on into it.
Yeah.
But this is the story of Noella Rocundo. This is my own title. The badass who showed up at her own funeral.
Sometimes you need to make your own title, and I support it.
So
showed up at her own funeral.
She showed up
at her up. Yeah.
This is a survival story. This is a badass bitch. She was like, not today, motherfucker. Oh, wait, I stole that from the Not Today podcast, because I think they do just survival stories.
Okay, cool. I like
but
that.
But I learned about it on, it was like a graveyard something site.
Guys, we learn about cases from the weirdest places, but I gotta tell you, love it.
Yeah, they were like 9 stories of people who thought they were dead but weren't.
Oh, I like.
And it started out.
I hate myself, but I love listicles.
Oh my
like
God,
that.
I love those. Because it started out as like people who were like literally pronounced dead and then like woke
That's
up.
That's how I found my stalker
on their
stories.
Casket.
My stalker stories is from listicles.
But
like,
this
for
one
sure.
is kind of like a different situation where she was thought to be dead. And but like wasn't, and then showed up at her own funeral.
I mean, whose dream is it? Okay, this is a weird dream to like show up at your own funeral. Like,
no, it's not even.
What do y'all gotta say?
Exactly, and that's what I feel like I was a little bit inspired by. My brother's birthday was this past week, and I was like,
it's fine. My birthday was the week before, so I guess I have to wait 358 days.
We'll get to you.
I want
to
know what's great.
When we were in Mexico, we did this, like, really nice thing where it's, like, why do we love the birthday person kind of thing? Because life is so short that I just don't feel like
all the things we say to a funeral, we should say to their face.
Exactly.
Why can't we say it to their face?
Normalize
we love you? Let's say we love you.
Yeah. Normalize saying all the things that you would say at a funeral to someone's face on their fucking birthday.
Yeah. Love it.
Make them feel loved. So, anyways, let's get back to Noella Rocundo.
No, but it's, like, good to, like, remind people that. Like, if you love people, just tell them. Like, it's
just
not weird.
Them.
If it's weird, then you don't really love them.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
I said it. There I said it.
So, I'm going to start at the very beginning.
Absolutely. Please do.
Noella Rocundo, not the very beginning, like, not when she was born, but, like, the beginning of this kind of story.
Yeah.
Noella immigrated from Burundi, which is a country in Africa.
Okay, I was about to say, like, what? Because that's a really pretty name, but
never
I'm like,
heard of
what
that.
Is
never
the country of origin on her name?
So, from Burundi, Africa, to Australia with her 5 kiddos in 2004.
Okay.
So, she was like a refugee at this point. And at her resettlement agency, she met a man named Belenga Kalala.
Okay.
And he was a refugee from the Congo. He, unfortunately, had this tragic situation happen to him where there was, like, war going on in the Congo.
Okay.
People raided his village, and they essentially killed his wife and his, I think it was his son.
Violently?
Yeah. No, violently.
Oh,
and
that's sad.
So he goes to, he ends up in Australia as well. and is in this kind of like.
So they relate to each other a lot because they kind of have the same.
Because they're both refugees.
Yeah, from.
Okay. From different areas of the world.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was also really helpful
because. Was that. Sorry, this is just a quick side note. Was was that a common area for refugees?
I guess.
I ask because I don't, you know, because there are some areas that is like a common thing. So a lot of people come there. So.
I'm guessing because there was like a lot of different people from different areas.
Okay. Cool.
So he already knew English. And he was really helpful with the agency because he could kind of translate between English and Swahili, which is
what... I was going to ask if it was Swahili.
Yeah. Which is what Noella spoke. Like, she wasn't fully, like, fluent in English yet.
Okay.
So they kind of had the same, like, agent who helped them to resettle them, I guess.
Okay.
And so he would... often just kind of be helpful and be like, okay, I know English.
What a good experience. Like, what? That's great to have. Because Swahili, I know, I just quick side note, like, I think it's really interesting to know the, like, first language in a lot of countries. Because it's kind of interesting.
Oh, it's so interesting.
I feel like English is not in a lot of countries, and it really is in most countries. And it's always just so interesting because I know Swahili is never even in, like, the top 10.
No.
So, I think that's really cool that, like, he was helping her.
Yeah, so he was helping her translate and stuff. They were friends to begin with, and then eventually...
It turned romantic.
It turned romantic.
What? I didn't see that happening.
So, they end up, you know, kind of falling in love, and they end up getting married. They sort of settle in...
Wait, how long was this before they got married?
This was like a decade. So they've known each other for a whole decade.
It wasn't like they were like...
It wasn't a very
quick, immediate... It wasn't like last week where it was a week?
No. It's like they've known each other for a decade-ish, and then they start dating.
It totally makes sense. That's cute. I like that.
So they're friends at the beginning. They become romantic. Then they end up getting married.
She has how many kids?
She's got 5 kids on her own.
And how many kids does he have?
He has the one child that he lost, and then when they get married, they have 3 more kids together.
Yeah, that's a
lot. So, they've got 8 fucking kids.
That's a lot. That's
a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
I can't handle my 2 dogs sometimes.
God, right?
And all they do is bark sometimes.
8 kids. That's a lot of fucking kids. Anyways, they love it. They're that's great. Having the time of their life. So... January of 2015.
Oh, wow. So recent.
So 11 years later, she's getting news that her stepmother has passed away.
Oh.
And this is a really big deal for her.
Was she removed from them? Like, she didn't talk to them regularly?
No, she was actually really close with her stepmother.
Okay.
This was the last... She literally described it as...
Well, I guess that because it's like she found out she was dead. So I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. Well, because she's kind of, you know, a refugee. So her stepmother's still back in Burundi and she's in Melbourne. She was like, okay, this is the last person that I've ever considered
family.
Mother.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal. So they're really close. She really loves her stepmother. She needs to go back to Burundi to kind of, like, arrange things,
get
everything kind of in order, like, help arrange funeral things, blah, blah, blah. So she travels back there in January of 2015. February 17th of 2015 is the night after the actual funeral. So she's been there like a whole month planning, arranging,
getting all of everything the fucking together.
Details yeah. of like getting everything together. And she's exhausted. She's mentally like spent. She's emotionally drained. Like she's tired.
That makes sense.
And she's in Africa. It's fucking hot. She's like... done with this. Like,
but like climate wise, wouldn't it be close to like Australia kind of?
Yeah, but it's still like hot as fuck.
Sure.
So she's,
I say we're in Colorado and it's like what, like 30 degrees.
It's like 30 degrees right now.
Like as a high.
Yeah, so she's kinda just over it, you know, like it's kind of finally done, you know, where it's like the peak of the thing that you came here for is now over, and you're like,
so emotionally you're like,
oh my god,
yeah,
that was a lot. We've all done that. She's been there a whole month. And so she calls her husband, like, as you do, you're like checking in.
Wait, you call them?
Yeah, she's calling him.
You're not supposed to get nervous and be like,
oh. Right. So she's calling him. She's like kind of giving him the down low of like, okay, everything's done. Like, I'm just feeling kind of overwhelmed. I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling drained. And he's like.
So he didn't come with her?
No, he did not. Her brother did, however, though. Okay. I forgot to say that. Her brother came with her. Okay. Because. Belinga is at home with the 8 kids.
Well, I mean, somebody's gotta be. That's true.
So Noella and her brother traveled and they, like, did the whole thing. So, she's just kind of, like, calling her husband to be, like, you know, check in. I'm overwhelmed. Blah, blah, blah. He's, like, so caring. He's consoling her. He's comforting her.
That's nice.
As you do. Like, in a partnership, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, why don't you just, like, go outside, get some fresh air. Like, you're at your hotel. I know you want to go to bed, but, like, go outside and just kind of, like, get some
fresh
air.
Breathe a little bit and then go to bed.
Take some deep breaths and then come back to bed. And she's like, okay, you're right. That's a smart idea.
Might as well.
Right. So she goes outside and literally within seconds, she is confronted by a man with a gun who is pointing it directly in her face. And he's telling her, you need to come with me. And she's like,
why
the fuck? And this man tells her, quote, don't scream. If you start screaming, I will shoot you. They're going to catch me, but you... you will already be dead. So she's like, oh, fuck.
What does that even mean? Like, at that point, like, they will catch
me. No, he's saying that if he shoots her, they're going to catch him. He doesn't really care. But at that point, she's already fucking dead. So, like, what does it matter? So okay. You better fucking listen. So she's like,
great. I'm dealing with enough shit. Thank you.
I'm dealing with my stepmother's funeral.
Like, my stepmom just died. Thank you for this.
And now I'm being fucking kidnapped. So he has the gun to her face. He tells her this, like, I will kill you. I don't really care what's going to happen to me. Get in my car.
You should worry about yourself.
Exactly.
Girlfriend.
So she obviously is like, this guy is serious.
Yeah.
Gets in his car. She gets in the car and she is like seated between two men, like sandwiched between.
Oh my god, I'd be so annoyed at this point.
Who also have guns. So she's in a van.
Thanks, husband, for thinking I should go get some fresh air. Maybe I shouldn't have gone to bed.
Exactly.
Never listen to men.
Fucking men. So she gets in the car. She kind of can't really escape. Like, she's sandwiched between two men.
What, at that point,
can they all have guns. Like, what are you going to do? They've literally said they don't care if they get caught. You're going to be dead regardless. So they end up, they're like, give me a scarf. Like, she hears them say, give me a scarf. They blindfold her, and then they proceed to drive for, like, 40 minutes.
That would suck.
That's terrifying.
Like, that would be awful. You're just how... like, why am I going so far?
And like, she's already, like, so...
emotionally destroyed.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
So they arrive at their destination, which is an empty building. They take her inside. They immediately tie her to a chair. And they start mocking her. They're like, how could you be so stupid to get yourself into this situation? You stupid, stupid woman.
What the fuck?
why would you make this man so angry? And she's, like, confused as fuck. She's like,
I would be, too. I'm confused. I'm like, what? Danae,
she's
what,
like,
what man?
What man? Who? What are you talking about?
I'm dealing with my fucking stepmom's
She's
funeral.
Like, I'm, like, a good person. I don't have any issues with anyone. What are you even talking about? Like, who wants to kill me? I'm so
clearly
confused.
Have the wrong person at this point.
Yeah. Like, she's, like, in denial. She's like, I think you have the wrong person. Like, I'm good.
I live in Australia.
People love me. And
I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm actually, like, really nice. And they're like, oh, no, no, you're fucking stupid. You're so stupid. We'll call the man and we'll prove to you.
Okay, cool. Call
and
him.
She's like, cool, cool,
get him on the
cool,
fucking phone.
So the leader of the hitmen, he's like, we're going to call them. He puts him. He puts
Is this
it on
the guy that
phone.
Initially was like pointing the gun
yeah.
at her? Okay.
He puts it on speakerphone. And when the man answers, he's like, we have her. We have who you've like requested. And the man says,
does she recognize
flatly,
the voice?
Flatly, without any emotion, kill her. And she's like, what the fuck? Because she realizes that voice that said kill her is her husband.
I knew it. I didn't say it, but I thought
you
like.
You fucking knew.
But I knew something
men.
Was up. Yeah.
So she was like.
Men are trash, except for Stephen.
She's like. Her head feels like it's gonna blow up. Like, she literally
says.
She
knows that voice?
She's like, this can't be. This can't fucking be.
Okay, here's my question.
Though. She's like spinning.
What if she
around
didn't listen to her husband? She's like, yeah, I'll go get fresh air. And then she doesn't. Like, what do you
think? He convinced her, though. So she's just in shock, basically. And.
You have 8 kids together. Why are you killing
8
her?
Children.
Like,
why?
Like, there is no.
So she hears his voice. She's just like, ooh, 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 oh my God. Like, this is my husband. She's.
I made him
terrified.
So mad by marrying him.
She is so out of it that
I
she.
I would be too. That's
she
terrifying.
Faints.
Oh, I would be too. I don't blame her.
And as she starts to come to, she's hearing the men discuss where they're going to dispose of her body.
Oh, my God.
Like, so she's like, holy shit, this isn't even a fucking nightmare. This is my reality. And she's thinking to herself.
Oh, I woke up to an actual fucking nightmare.
She's like, how am I going to, like, there's literally no way for me to get out of this. There's 3 men with guns. I'm tied to a chair. How am I going to get out of this?
After a decade of knowing someone, too. It's not even like she knew him for 2 weeks.
No.
Like, he did that. Like, a decade?
Like, how are you going to escape? And so at this point, she's kind of like, she's like accepted. She's like, I'm going to fucking die.
That sucks. Yeah.
And
I wish this wasn't.
Then, but she is so shocked. When the gang leader, like, the hitman leader is, like, they've already hung up the phone, P.S. He's, like, we're not actually gonna kill you. We have, like, a moral conduct where we don't kill women and we don't kill children. And she's, like, lucky as fuck. Oh, my God. Like... She's going to survive this.
Okay, I feel like there's a scheme that they are pulling.
Well, the whole scheme is that they want more money from Belenga. So.
So he hired them to kill her. And mm-hmm. they're going to, like, try
and
to
they're
get
like,
more money.
Sure, sure, sure. Fully knowing
that
they're not going to kill her. Fully knowing they can get more money from him.
To
kill her. So they end up calling him back and they're like, oh, wait. Okay, they end up calling him back, and they're like, the murder price has, like, changed. We're gonna need more money. And he's like, cool, that's fine. So, originally...
I hate that it's so, like...
It's so transactional.
It's so, like, I guess. Like, it's not even, like, a, we agreed, you know? Like...
No.
He's like, I'll do
he's
whatever
like, fine.
Price.
He's
anything
totally
to get her.
Fine with it. So, they ask for an additional, like, $3,000 U.S. money. And he's like, cool.
I'll
fine.
Do it.
Doesn't even, like...
I don't know why, but that would bug me more that he's just so cool with it. He's, like, no, exactly. Thing is fucked up. I'm not saying like, that's fucked up, but like the fact 100%. That he's like, you're right.
He's fucker. Like, you know what? It's fine. I don't care. And so he.
I don't care what it is. $3,000? I'd be like, what?
An additional $3,000, which is almost like half, because he's paying a total now of $7,000 to kill his wife.
That's such a small price.
For a human life.
If somebody was like, $7,000 for your life, I'd be like, cash or check, what do you want? Like,
so, P.S., they were also, like, the gang leaders were like, also, we know your brother.
We're not
killing Noella's you. Brother. They're like, and he's like a homie, so we're not gonna kill you.
Like, ever.
Like,
that's
he's
cool. I mean,
he's cool.
I mean, the whole thing sucks. Like she had to
we
be in
that one
situation.
Time, like, drank beers with him, and, like,
he's fine.
So we're not gonna kill you. Like, it's so random. So, meanwhile, all of this is happening. Belenga's paying extra money to have her killed. Noella's brother, who had traveled with her to...
He's like, where is she?
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? She's just, like, missing. And so, apparently, in Burundi, if it's, like, if you want to get the cops involved in any way, it's so corrupt that you have to pay them.
I'm sure. Like, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So, Noella's brother, calls Belenga, and he's like, Noella's missing. Like, I need money to, like, bribe the cops to even try to, like, start
an investigation. And Belenga's like, I don't have any money.
No, Belenga's like, oh my god, yes. He's playing the part of, like, oh my god, what happened? I'll absolutely send you the money. So he sends the money.
How much money?
It was, like, $545.
Okay, I was like,
so, but that's still like a pretty good chunk of change,
yeah, like,
right? So,
does this guy just have money? Like, he has eight kids. How does he have money?
I don't know. So, he's sending the money and he's like completely playing the part of like desperate husband. He's so concerned. He's crying. He's upset. Whatever. So, then back to kind of Noella.
Sorry, I'm like trying to remember the name.
So she's still being held captive. She's being held captive.
Are they treating her okay? It seems?
No.
Oh.
So they kind of try to, like, in a lot of the articles, they're like, oh, yeah, like, these people, like, saved her because they had this moral conduct. They are still violent criminals.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Fair. She was, like, at certain points, they got very violent with me. And
I hate that.
Yeah.
I'm, like, hoping, like, if they were violent, they're like, here's food.
They're not, like, kind. They're not.
I mean, weird thing to expect, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
You would think.
They're not the saviors that we want to maybe think that they are by being like, we're going to spare your life. They're not that way. They're still fucking hitmen. Yeah. So, Belenga pays the money. He's totally fine with it. They end up holding Noella for 2 more days. And then...
How long of a time period is this that they're holding her?
So they got her on the 17th. And then she comes back to Australia on the 22nd. So it's like a very
quick
time frame.
Okay, so like a little less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they end up holding her for a few more days. They end up dropping her off on the side of the road. But kind of the cool thing, like, as much as, like, these people are shitty, violent, terrible people, they give her all of the evidence that Belenga tried to...
Why wouldn't they?
Take a hit out.
Why wouldn't they? I think that's awesome. Like, shitty guys, but, like, I gotta be honest with you, I don't hate them.
No, I don't hate them.
They probably just don't know how to
I'm a little bit like...
a human.
Good job, you guys. So they give her a whole memory card with recorded phone calls of Belenga setting
hiring
up
them.
The hit.
Yeah.
And then also the receipts for the Western Union wire transfer.
For a second, I thought
money.
You were going to say all the money. I'm like, what? That's crazy.
No, yeah, the receipts for the money.
Okay.
He wire transferred it over, and they gave the receipts to be like, this motherfucker. She's got all the fucking proof she needs. So she's like, fuck. Okay, I need to get out of the country. They literally said, you have 80 hours to get out of this country.
Or we will actually kill you.
Not we will actually kill you, but your husband is serious enough. Like, we've talked with him. We know that he is serious, that if he finds out that you are not dead, if you're not actually dead, he will hire someone else who will kill you. Who does not have the moral code that we do. Okay, so
it's
not
even, like, them to, like, be, like, we don't care about you. It's, like, for her own safety. That's really cool.
For her own safety. And they also, they're just kind of, like, I don't know. Like, as much as they're, like, kind of assholes, they're still kind of, like, protecting her. We're 50%
on their side and we're 50%.
But they also say they're, like, other women need to learn their lesson on, like, how to not, like, they're, like, very victim. So
they basically, like, call her an idiot because she married him.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
They're, but like, after a decade, like, and apparently, what are you supposed
okay,
to
apparently,
do?
He put the deposit down for her murder, like, her hit, in November. And this was January when she came to Burundi. And then February when they
did
actually kidnapped her.
Did he know she was gonna, her stepmom was gonna die?
No. That's a good question. I don't know how. Maybe they, like, travel worldwide. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
But they were like, how
sorry, I know that's weird, but like.
No, that's a, like, really good
but
point.
But wasn't the stepmom
But they were kind
dead?
Of like, you're such a stupid woman that how did you not know something was wrong? How did you not know he was gonna kill you? We're going to let you go, and maybe you can teach other stupid women how to not be...
If a guy... Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Because I don't like any of the way they talk to her.
Well, they
But
suck.
If some guys let me live, and they call me stupid and stuff like that, that's fine.
I don't
let
give
me
a
live.
Fuck.
You call me stupid. You're right.
Do whatever
you, know what?
You need
I
to
was
do.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But you let me live. You gave me evidence. You can call
they
me
gave
the
her
worst
a
names
full.
Ever. Yeah, you call me all the names you want. You're sure. Right. You're right. You're right.
And it's probably terrifying, too. I'm sure,
sure
that the
I
whole experience
so
is terrifying. But, like, they gave her all the evidence that she needed to basically be like, this man's guilty. So she's like, oh, my God.
But Barugi,
let's be
like,
smart about
she's
this,
dead. Though. Yeah. Oh, no.
Let's be smart about this. Because Belinga is planning her whole entire funeral.
Belinga. Sorry. I'm trying to remember the names.
No, no, no. But while, like, as we speak, you know, he's like, oh, my God, she died in a tragic accident. He's telling everyone in the community, oh, no, she went missing and then she just died. Like,
so
we don't know. Like,
yeah.
I paid the brother money to try to get a police investigation. But, like, I don't even really know if they did anything at all. To, like, actually investigate, they might have just taken the money and been like, anyways, who the fuck cares? So she's just presumed to be dead. And so she's free now. She's on the side of the road. She's like, holy shit, I've got this whole fucking thing of evidence. She calls her pastor.
I mean, I can't even imagine, like, what you're going through. You're like, I was supposed to be killed.
And now I'm not. So, it's like a fucking miracle. So, she calls her pastor and she, like, tells him all the deets. She's like, I gotta spill some tea. And he's like, I don't believe you at first. Because he, like, knows them. Because they're pretty, like, involved in the community.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, Belinga would never. And she's like, bitch, he did.
Proof.
He did. I have all the proof on this memory card. And he's like,
if a friend called me, I'd want them to show me all the proof too. I gotta be honest with you. Like, I'd be like,
sure.
What's the proof?
Well, I don't even know if she, like, showed them proof, but she was just like, you need to believe me. And he was like, okay, I believe you. And more importantly than believe me, you need to keep this a secret that I'm still alive. Because if he finds out that I'm not alive,
he's gonna send someone else.
And so the pastor's like, cool, cool, cool. Your secret's safe with me.
I'd post a memorial to her. I'd be like,
I'm
so
a pastor.
Sad. Like, if I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I'll lean into it. I'd be like, so sad that we've lost our friend, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So she ends up getting back on February 22nd.
Okay.
And she goes...
How is she... Okay, I know this is a weird question. How did she, like, afford that? Because, like, she didn't want to show any activity on the card.
Okay, so she called the Kenyan embassy and the Belgian embassy. I don't know why Belgian is involved, but she called certain embassies. Like, she was smart about it. She was like, here's the situation.
You can't show your card activity.
I was kidnapped. Like, you need to get me back to my place of...
residence. Smart, smart, smart.
Yeah, so she was really smart about it. So then she arrives home February 22nd. She goes straight home. Meanwhile, her, like, funeral memorial is happening. Like, it's going on. So she's like, I'm gonna go home and fucking confront this asshole husband.
Why would she go home? I would immediately go to the police and be like, here, I need you to, like...
But the satisfaction of being like, didn't work, bitch.
I get it, but I'm saying, but, like, this man tried to get you killed?
True, true, true. Anyways, you're right. She does eventually call the police.
Okay, cool.
But she arrives at 7:30 p.m., and she's kind of, like, being stealth mode. So she sees Belenga escorting funeral guests to their cars. He's like, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for being here.
But if there's funeral, people, he's not going to.
I don't know. Whatever. So he's, like, walking them to their cars. She waits until they drive off. And then she, like, exposes herself. She's, like, hiding in a bush or something. And she, like, comes out of the bush and exposes herself to Belenga in this
surprise,
man.
Bitches. Bet you didn't expect I'd be back again. Exactly. Or whatever they say in, like, American Horror Story.
Yeah. So he's, like...
Oh, my God. You survived.
He's freaking out. Like, his eyes get wide. He pales. And he's, like... Are my eyes deceiving me? Is this a ghost? He's, like, talking to himself. He's like, is this a ghost?
Nope, real life, motherfucker.
Is this a ghost? And she's just, like, standing there. And then he starts...
Like, yeah, ooh.
He starts to, like, creep forward. She specifically said as if he was walking on glass. So imagine how carefully you're, like, walking one step at a time closer to her. Because he's, like, freaked out. He, like, really thinks she's dead. Like, they told him that she's dead. She's fucking not.
Yeah.
And he approaches her. He gets close enough. He touches her shoulder and jumps because he's like, oh, my God, she's real. And then he touches her other shoulder and he's like, oh, my God, she's real.
Why is she
real.
Letting him touch her?
Because she's a badass bitch. She's, like, just sitting there and being like, how about that, bitch?
I'm just worried about her.
Like, and then she just, like, simply says, I fucking love her so much. She simply says, surprise, I'm still alive.
It's so simple, yet so to the
so
point.
So good. So good. Surprise. I wish she would have said surprise, bitch. Because I would have loved that.
Like, okay.
Surprise, bitch, I'm still alive.
If Keith ever kills me or tries to kill me, I'm going to say surprise. If I don't say bitch, I just want, like, if you do a podcast on this, I need you to say surprise, bitch. Like, if I'm so in shock.
She's like, surprise, I'm still alive. He starts crying and yelling.
Oh, oh my God.
I'm sorry for everything.
Oh,
so he's basically admitting he fucking knows what he's done, right?
I'm sorry for everything.
I'm sorry for everything.
Should have picked somebody else to kill you.
So she calls the police at that point, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Gives them all the evidence. Gives them the memory card. Yeah. They take him into questioning. Bro really tries to deny that he had nothing to do with it. For hours.
But isn't her confession that, like, she heard they were like, ooh, we better call the boss.
No. They let him know for hours that, like, he's just denying shit. And they're like, okay, is that what you really think? And then,
oh no!
And then they hit him with the, like, here's your fucking recorded phone calls, bitch.
Listen.
And then he's like, oh.
Well, maybe I played a little bit.
Well, okay.
Like, a little bit planning.
I guess I maybe did plan this. And they kind of bring it all to light, and he does the whole stupid bullshit of, like...
No, I don't.
Okay, so one, he was like, I suspected her of cheating on me. I was mad that she, like, wanted to kind of retire early after her stepmom's funeral and, like, blah, blah, blah. But he had suspected earlier than that that she was, like, having an affair.
No, he didn't. He's just an asshole.
No, he's a fucking dick. So he's like...
If you think your spouse is cheating on you, you know what the best thing to do is?
But he had literally no evidence to back up
like,
the affair.
Hey, I think you're cheating on me. Maybe we should break up. And then you break up. And then...
Well, and they were like, okay, so, like, you think that she's cheating on you. Like, what kind of evidence do you have? Is she coming
obviously
home?
Obviously, you have to have something. Sorry, I'm, like, yawning by accident. And then... it's not contagious.
But, so, like... You know, like, there has to be some kind of evidence for you to draw the conclusion that she's cheating on
and
you.
Not only, but and not only nothing. Draw the conclusion, but go from, like, oh, she's cheating on me. I should fucking kill her. Like, nah.
Why not hire a hitman?
Baby girl, what is you doing?
Yeah, like, no. So he literally just has no fucking anything to back up the idea that he thinks that she's having an affair. Then, on top of that, this is where he does the whole thing of, like, the devil made me do it.
Oh, my
Shut
God.
Shut the fuck up. The devil did not
the
make you do it.
The devil will make you say mean comments in public, not
like,
kill your
fuck
wife.
All the way off, you stupid asshole. So.
The devil made me do it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want
to
do it.
And he said that. He was like, it was kind of like the context of, like,
stupid
the devil God. Sometimes, like, slips into your mind. And you, like, do things.
Oh,
and then afterwards,
insanity defense.
Afterwards, like, you're like, wait, why did I do that? And I was like, that is so fucking
that
stupid.
That doesn't even make sense,
that
stupid.
That is so fucking dumb for you to even, like, offer that as an explanation. You stupid
asshole.
When
you run out of everything, I guess weird shit comes out.
Sorry, you are so dumb.
Sorry, you're you.
You are so dumb. So, he pled guilty.
Good.
To, what does that say? I think that's a one. One count of incitement to murder. So, basically, like, one count of, like, you plan to murder someone. And then was sent...
Also, the extensive planning to do it in another country. Like,
damn. Some planning. He was sentenced to 9 years. 9 years in prison. With the possibility of parole after 6 years. And surprisingly, Noella is like...
9 years?
She's an angel on earth. And she says, quote, he's a human being. From my heart, I forgive him.
No.
Let God judge him.
Yeah, but,
end
like,
quote.
Also, like, for your own safety, you should, he should not be out.
Well, now she has fucking 8 kids that she has to fucking, like, provide for. Like, this man's in jail because he was, like, had this random idea that he was, like, I think my wife's cheating on me.
It's not that.
With what proof, sir?
I'm just
with
wondering if he had proof. An actual mistress that nobody knows about, because you can hide that shit.
Like, he's projecting?
Like, he had somebody on the side.
Yeah, he's
projecting.
And he was
trying to figure out a way. I mean, like, because everyone's like, oh, will everyone to figure out? No, they fucking won't always figure out. Like, there could definitely be someone on the side that he's trying this for, and then, like, home... I don't know.
I just feel like he really was kind of delusional. And there were accounts of her saying, like, he was a violent man. And he had gotten violent with her before.
Yeah.
But she never suspected him of taking a hit out on her. Like, she never, she was completely shocked when the hitman, like, had it on speakerphone and was like, kill her. Like, she was...
I don't think, like... I mean, like, abusive relationships suck, but, like, I don't think that's something you would ever expect from anyone, like, that regardless of the situation, if it's a good relationship or bad, like, I don't think that's something you would expect that anyone would do. That's something you hear about in movies. You don't hear about that in real life.
And, like, the fact that, like, the hitmen were, like, kind of, like, mocking her in a way and being like, how did you not know?
I just don't like the victim blaming, but, like, I do, like, I'm not accepting anything they do because, like, you shouldn't victim blame. She's already going through traumatic. But I do like that, like, they're hitman. Obviously, you can't be, like, sensitive and, like, empathetic, like, you know, as you and me are. But you can't be empathetic and be a hitman. So, like, maybe they were doing their best and, like, doing the best they could, but they still gave her evidence.
They were doing their best hitman work.
Like, I'm saying, but, like, they're not empathetic people to begin with. I don't think you can do that and have empathy.
They're like, we're good hitmen.
All those hitmen out there, they're assholes. Women just accept them. So, I'm like, I'm trying to be like, I think they're doing the best they can with what they got. I guess. You know what I mean, though. Like, you're not going to be empathetic and be a hitman, but you still did a lot of good. Right, Jonesy?
They probably really suck.
Yeah. I don't like that they did that.
They're still killing people.
Yeah. Like, if you're a man, I guess.
She really lucked out.
She did. But it's sad that she had to luck out.
It's sad, and I feel like because of the circumstances, like, that could have been a fully...
But think about it. It was $4,000. Mystery. It was $4,000 for her life initially. Like, think about that.
Right.
That's $4,000. Like, obviously they asked for more because they were like not going to kill her. But, like, imagine if they were going to. Like, that's $4,000. That's what your life's worth. I'd be like, how much are they paying you? I'll pay you like $5,000. I don't care.
It just seems like. Is that Keith snoring?
Yep. It's fine. I don't know if you probably can't hear it, but Keith is snoring really loud.
Just laying on the ground.
He is going to town. He'll like he falls asleep on the floor with like no issue. Like it's fine.
It's really loud.
It's very loud. No, there's not a thunderstorm going on here. There's just
That's Keith
snoring.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so, yeah, what a weird story.
It is 11:30, so there's 11:40, excuse me. There's a reason why he's snoring, so.
Good thing it's Friday.
Yeah. TGIF, and we have a house. So,
yeah,
that's exciting. We've known about this since, like, episode one, but we didn't want to talk about it because I'd be like, should I talk about it?
You don't want to jinx it.
No, don't, and I'm glad we didn't, but we... have it, and we'll be posting pictures because we didn't take cute pictures at the closing, unfortunately.
I think
so we're like
the red carpet pictures mostly,
just like in front of the house. Yeah,
yeah,
we'll see what we're gonna do. But, guys, we want to hear your stories, want to hear your self care tips, we want to hear anything you have to say to us. I don't know if you want to interview us.
Survival stories.
Yeah. Anything you want to tell us. We do not care. We want to hear it. We want to hear from you.
Your husband who tried to, like, take a hit out on you and you were super surprised about it.
And you're like, nah, bitch.
He would never.
Yeah, if you went through that, please let us know. We'll, like, interview you and it'll be really cool. But we are on Instagram at, and I feel like probably Instagram is our best way of transportation. Yeah. Transportation. Wow. Hi, it's 11:40. Communication. Wow.
It's our best way of transportation / communication.
I mean, transport your thoughts messages to us.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
And we're Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram, and we have a website, and it's actually really cute. We don't talk about the website enough. I think we need to, because, like, you killed it. Like, it looks great. But it's MysteriousMavensPod.com. We're also on Facebook, and we're trying to get that group going, and after, you can't really do much until you get 100 followers, so help us get there. So we're at, it's just Mysterious Mavens Podcast, mm-hmm. I think, on Facebook.
Just, like, search us. Yeah. And then if you want to email us your stories about whatever. Yeah. Interesting stories. We don't, we're not picky.
Here's the deal. If you see Gerard and Delilah, our ghosts, they're so cute. Probably us. Yeah. We couldn't pay a graphic designer, so we took a photo. That's what we did.
Professional.
It's fine. It was so professional. But yeah, just message us or talk to us on Instagram. But we look forward to talking to you next week. And please take care of yourselves out there.
Self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.